Yes, if you would like to have any question, that would be better. Yes, that would be better. Any of you? What did it appeal to you from the talk which was given you this evening?
Fellowship with one another.
Well, that is for sure, it's natural.
The great love of God for His devotee. The great love of God for His devotee.
Master, is there an appointed time under divine law when a seeking disciple is led to the Master? Is there an appointed time under divine law?
Yes, almost.
Don't you think that so many have been searching most of their lives and studying and searching, trying to understand spiritual realization, and then all of a sudden led to a great being to have that realization awakened within them, but they have spent perhaps half their life just searching and searching, and
the time spent in searching is counted. Master used to say, let your whole life be spent in searching. Don't be afraid now. So, within in search of the true master, he gets the true master. It is a life and death problem, you see. To just surrender your soul to somebody. Surrender, you become the master. And the girl when is married away to husband, you see. In the West it is becoming more business now, excuse me. But in India, once a man married away, she never cares where she will eat, where from she will get the clothes. That's nothing. You can have dreams of it. When you are just, you give up everything to somebody, he has to care for. So when you surrender yourself to somebody, well, he is there. As he told the Father Abraham, he went to bazaar and purchased a slave, you see. In those days that was the custom. He brought him home. He said, all right, sit down. He asked him, where will you sit? He said, wherever you want me to sit. What will you eat? Whatever you give me to eat. Now what clothes you require? Okay, whatever you like. Then he with long sight. Oh God, he is better than me. When he has become somebody, he has no choice left whatsoever. No desire. When you surrender everything to God and God in man, then it was a question of any desire left. He freed him. You go. I must become such a slave of God. Now the time spent in searching is good. Because those who have just entered the field of intellect, you must be satisfied why, about the why and wherefore of things. Otherwise, even they take up the way, they won't progress, because the question is arising within him. First such, when you sit at the feet of somebody, stop all such things. Stop all your mind's ramifications. Stop everything. Go on what he wants you to do. Do it. He never wants you to leave your homes or anything. He wants to live such a life. We say so much, but we do not live to that much. An ounce of practice and more than tons of theories. I think each one of us knows so much. If anybody, any one of you were asked to give a talk, you'll give a wonderful talk. Or let me say, well, love or hate none. How many there who do not hate anybody? Saying is something else. Living is something. Even if you take one item, live up to it, you'll change. All other things will come in, all what you do. First take the outside thing. Fourth, you observe non-violence. Then, you'll have to control your tongue first. You will have to control the thoughts. Thoughts are potent. They react. You would not like to usurp anyone's rights. You will not disrespect anybody. Anybody. You love for all natural justice. So you. Then when that follows, naturally when you don't like to harm anybody, you see, even the word, deed and thought, mind, word and deed, well, you never tell lies, why you'll tell? You see, for telling lies, man must require a good memory. You see? Sure, eh? You tell lies to one man something, another man something, third man something. You must be all the while working. What did I tell him? You just leave it, I tell you. Anybody comes to you, hear him. He's a told a liar. After 2 days again, he'll say something else, still. He is all the time afraid, lest his lie may not be out. So you'll follow him, keep quiet. Say, a month or two, three, you'll find he will himself say different thing because he has a bad memory. So you got, now you won't tell lies. You won't hate anybody. Non-violence means not hating anyone. You tell you the truth, tell truth, observe truthfulness, other things will follow. You have done anything wrong. Yeah. If anybody asks, what have you done? If you tell the truth, then the cat is out of the bag. You won't tell lies. Have you thought anything against him? No. You told to somebody against him, naturally that goes. Secret is secret only so far as it is within your own breast. You tell to some other, your dear friend, he has got also dear friend. So, take anyone with you, other swallow. And you, if you come in contact with the sound principle, light principle, with all virtues will come. Swamiji, Shivdar Singh, tells us those who are thieves, those who do not devote time to the practices, they are all a fall in passions of lust, greed, anger, egotism. These things naturally come. The more you come in contact with that, all virtues will come up. Guru Nanak says, if you begin to hear the sound principle continuously, you will become the abode of all virtues. One is interlinked with the other. Somebody will bring me the diaries. Very good diaries on the face of it. They also show some time also. And result is not. But it should be. I think, tell dear friend, your daddy, this is correct. You should have gone to the third plane. We must be true to our own self. You can deceive others, not to the God in you, nor the God power or Christ power or power which is within you. Be true to your own self. Well, you have nothing to fear. So pure life is required. If you taught something, do something. And if you love, all things are so funny. Love is no love. It is no sensual love. It is charity, love for God, love for all, for the God in them. You try to live up to it. So this is the main thing required. Just teach others what should be conduct of life in one word. That is, somebody went to Vyas. Vyas was a great rishi. So what is called dharma, what should be conduct of life, which accrues peace, happiness. And he said, look here, treat others as you would like to be treated by others. So if you talk ill of others, suppose anybody would talk ill of you, how would you feel? If you rob others, well, you think it, but he's robbing you, then how you take it? This was also Christ said so. Whenever you do anything, think anything, you see. Think, mind, word, say anything, practically do anything. First think. If this very thing somebody else is going to to meet out to you, what will you do? Well, how will you feel it? Would you like it? I don't think. So God, that our life has to be clean, you see. This is what is God to them, and this is the criterion. We cannot deceive God, you see. We can deceive everybody. There is a 100% what the Master says, God and Him, I think anybody is sure to change. Of course, the disciple should not be in a hurry to go up, but if the Master is also inclined to take him up for that, that's away, that's all. It's God's grace that you get something to start with the very first day. Even the, I don't think any average person, even the children, what more grace can there be? Live up to it. What does it cost? We are devoted to the worldly things so much so that we never care for our own spiritual health. So you have to leave. Notice comes and clear off this washing tomorrow morning at 6. And at midnight 12 then. What do you do? So whatever we do, you see, there was one meek, he's a Dacoit, you see, rubber, very big, well-known rubber. One saint passed him. He looked at him, his job was just to plunder away everything what he's got, he would take away the clothes of the man concerned and kill him. When he met him, he looked at him, all right, what you've got is just this and that. He told him, what for you doing, dear friend? I have to live on that, I have to just, my family, they are dependent on me, I have to earn money somehow or other. All right. Then he told him, look here, you go home. Kindly ask your wife, children, if you see it is a sin, what you are doing. And yes. Then ask them, this sin, are they going to share with you in the sin that you are now committing? He said, well, very active man. I go home and he run away. Each one has to see from his own level of thinking. No, dear friend, I don't go. You tie me up with the tree and then go home, inquire your wife and children whether they would share with you this sin what you're committing. It appealed to him. He said, all right, let me tie you. He tied him with the tree, you see. Went home, said, well, look here, I just plunder everybody, kill them, bring the money, and I'll just maintain you. It is a sin. Would you share the sin with me? Wife said, why should I share? I have to eat, bring you wherever, in whatever way you can have. Then he went to the children, everybody was, nobody was going to share the sin for him with him, you see. He came back. What did you find the reply? He said, nobody is going to share with me in the sin I am committing daily. Then he awakened his soul. Whatever sin I commit, they eat, everybody use it, I only after 2 loaves of bread, you see. Why to commit sin? He refrained from that. And he became a, later on, Valmik, Rishi. Turned out to be Rishi. No? He was in a samadhi like that he sat down in samadhi and the all ants form their houses or his body. So the Valmiki means like that. The little creepers' homes on the body. So everything that what is earned, it is not right. The commit sin, live simple lives. You would not have to commit sin, not do anything like that. Once it so happened, our master used to go to Baba Khan, that very man I mentioned about yesterday. Even here, you used to went to him, he always gave you some $10 or 10 rupees there. Next time he was in field area, he understood how much money he had, good money, he said. Went there and gave him the same 10. Baba Khan told him, look here, you got so much money, earned so much, you give me only 10. Haven't you got any more money? You want money? Yes, I want. All right. I want so much. Then the master told him, you have become greedy. And what did he say? He said, no, no. You see, you leave away, somebody else will take away. I have not to use. My purpose is, when your duty, even if you are not doing very honestly, sometimes you waste a few minutes, some time in talking, something gossiping, you see. I mean to say, he says that whatever you have been not very honest even in doing your, you see, duty, that some percentage should be taken up. Must be spent for the good of others. To the poor, to the needy, so that your income may be all pure. So earn your money, stand on your own life and share with others. But this is not everything, but the main thing is just your spiritual side should be there. Outer everything will remain here, whether you got hundreds or thousands or millions. Of course, the way you want the money, that will go along with you. Actions and reactions will come to you. So life, you see, content of life should change. All of that will change, even if you have got it too, nobody cares for you. People judge by the way you live. Her husband, he was the president of the Arya Samaj, you see, movement. He was very strict. Everybody was afraid of talking to him, you see. Very strict. He would not spare anybody. Everybody, whenever he came, everybody was afraid. Lest we should say something, there may be wrath on us, you see. Well, he was initiated by our master. What he was doing, he was all through night sitting, doing meditation. Daytime work, night the whole thing. He changed altogether. The people who were afraid of him, he became very sympathetic, loving, giving to the poor, sharing with others, all for the good cause, even like that. Then our master went to Raul Bindi perhaps. So many people came up for initiation. Have you, Masuki, have you heard any talk? Can they know? Those people said, no, we have not heard no talk, nothing of it. What have you seen? You have seen that man that is met by coming to your feet. So, example, you see, appeals to all of us. Why are satsang defamed? We are responsible. When there's love and sacrifice and service for one another, at least if you live all loving way, others, that will appeal to others. They will run up to you. you may have got the very high teachings, but your life does not bear it out. That's all. It's not. An example is better than precept. In the old Sikh times, if any man, any Sikh, the father of the Sikh religion, he went to the court of the Mohammedans, he would say something. They say a Sikh can never tell lie. Similar was the case with our master. In the beginning, though they were whoever went to him, it was known to the court, the man going to him does not tell lie. So life appears to everybody. You are belonging to this, for instance, you are coming here. You have taste, you are loving, you don't think evil of others, you don't rob others' rights, you have helped to others. If need be, you sacrifice your interest for others. Then naturally, everybody will have. Where are you going? To what person you go? One life is, you see, advertisement, broadcasting to all of us. So life is required, you see. So heart should be pure, you see. No ill will for anybody. No usurpation, no domination, no. Always giving, sacrificing, without any consideration. Suppose if you do good to others and they do good to others, what is it, business? If others don't do you good, and you still do them good, that's what you are doing. I quoted you, I think, this evening talk, there were a group preaching against our master, side by side. They were very hard up, they could not manage for their eat and drink, those who attended, say, 100, 200 people. He knew that they were preaching against him with all that, with all their friends. You have the trouble of, you are taking food, I said, if everything is ready, you can have your food here morning and evening. These are the ways which appeal to others, you see. If somebody does you good and you do him good, what is it? Nothing but natural. It's a business life. It is spoken of Prophet Moses. Somebody came up to him, a stranger. It is now amongst the Mohammedans, it is a custom that when you eat food, never eat alone. Call somebody, anybody who has not eaten food. That an old man should go up the roof and call for if any man who had not taken food, let him come up. So one man came up. The food was served and began to eat. Then Moses very resented. Oh, why don't you pray God first and then eat? You go out. They say God inspired and told him, well, Moses, he has not prayed God, I gave him food, why you resent? So life changes. If your business is what is superiority in you, what is it? What is superiority in you? Your business like, do to others in a way, even others are selfless way, you see. If anybody does not love you, you begin to love. Don't do anything harm to him, you see. Friendly way, that is wisdom. So these are very minor things, I tell you, but they got great effect. On our meditations. The diary, they are into news with some purpose, to meet with the times. But if one does not live up to it, then it is, you don't, what you say, misfortune. When I started this way under orders of my master, you see, people all get experiences. The pure, yes, he is falling. He is just distributing this spirituality. He will be lost, you see. He will become bankrupt. I don't know if it is mine, I will become bankrupt, you see. If it is my master's business. Our master used to say, I don't find any man who can distribute freely. We give, you see, we have given something in charge to give to somebody, for instance, a store for distribution. Well, the duty of that man is to give out who needs it. Then what becomes? Those who respect you, you will give them. Those who don't respect you, oh, stay away. You tend not to give them. So these are very minor things, I tell you. In our daily life we find it in almost everywhere. If you love for another, you tell the truth, you see. You tell the truth, you don't need even a good memory, because you say the same thing what you've seen. So these little daily dying spoil our life. Not only by active commission, but even my thinking. Thoughts are potent, you see. And these are no new things I'm telling you. Each one of you do, I think. That's only reminding you, perhaps. The more you live up to that, the more you will problem.
Master, I have a very busy day today, initiation, and
then first day is Only what? I have not to. I will exert anything. What comes? Try to live up to what you are told. That's all I have said in few words. And love is a panacea for all ills. Your life will change. Those who come in contact with you, they will praise you. Not you, but to the movement, to the place where you go. That is true advertisement. This, we will stop now.